WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Daily Virtue fan. This is your boy Logan Cruz back with another dose of Stoic wisdom to fuel your day. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like your inner voice is constantly raining on your parade? Well, guess what? You're not alone. But the good news is, we have the power to change that narrative. Today, we're diving deep into the incredible power of positive self-talk and how it can literally shift your entire mindset. Think about it, right? Your thoughts are like seeds. They get planted in your mind and grow into either beautiful flowers or funny weeds. When you constantly tell yourself negative things are not good enough, this is too hard, I'd always mess things up, you're basically cultivating a garden of self-doubt and negativity. But what if we flipped the script? What if we started planting seeds of positivity, affirmations that empower us and help us bloom into our best selves? That's exactly what positive self-talk is all about. It's not just wishful thinking or putting on a fake smile. It's about consciously choosing to focus on your strengths, celebrating your accomplishments, and acknowledging your progress no matter how small. It's like giving yourself an internal pep talk, but one that resonates deep within your soul. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, right? My brain is wired for negativity. Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing, our brains are incredibly adaptable. We can rewire those negative thought patterns with consistent practice and effort. It's like going to the gym for your mind. The more you exercise positive self-talk, the stronger that muscle becomes. So, how do we actually put this into practice? First, become aware of your inner critic. Pay attention to those negative thoughts as they pop up. Don't judge yourself for having them, just acknowledge them and observe them without getting swept away. You're basically becoming a detective of your own mind. Once you identify those negative patterns, you can start challenging them with positive affirmations. Second, replace negativity with positivity. Every time you catch yourself thinking something negative, consciously try to reframe it in a more positive light. Instead of saying, I can't do this, try this might be challenging, but I'm willing to learn and grow. Instead of, I always fail, say I've learned from my past experiences and I'm stronger now. Third, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life. It could be something as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or a kind gesture from a stranger. Focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your entire perspective and make even the toughest days feel brighter. Fourth, visualize success. Imagine yourself achieving your goals. See yourself overcoming challenges with confidence and grace. Visualization is a powerful tool that can help you manifest your desires and build self-belief. Fifth, surround yourself with positive influences. The people you spend time with have a huge impact on your mindset. Seek out supportive friends, mentors, or role models who uplift and inspire you. Remember, this isn't about pretending to be perfect or ignoring your struggles. It's about choosing to focus on the good, believing in yourself, and cultivating a positive inner dialogue that empowers you to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Let me tell you a quick story about how I put this into practice myself. Last month, I was supposed to give a big presentation at an industry event. My palms were sweating, my heart was racing, and all those familiar self-doubt whispers started creeping in. But this time, I decided to fight back. Instead of giving in to the fear, I consciously repeated affirmations like I am prepared, I have valuable insights to share, and I am confident in my abilities. I visualized myself delivering a powerful presentation, engaging the audience, and leaving a lasting impact. Guess what? It worked. The presentation went amazingly well. People were engaged, they'd asked thoughtful questions, and I felt confident and energized throughout the entire process. So remember, friends, you have the power to shape your own reality through the lens of your thoughts. Embrace the power of positive self-talk, practice it consistently, and watch as your mindset transforms, leading you towards a brighter and more fulfilling future. Now go out there and plant those seeds of positivity. What are some of your favorite positive affirmations that help you navigate challenging situations? Share them with me in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Virtue for daily doses of Stoic wisdom to fuel your journey. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.